This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 508.
Well, I'm back, but on the road I found a few more questions that should have been in the pre-hiatus block and weren't due to all the confusion of loading up a large truck to move my friends across the country. So, the actual return from hiatus briefing and debriefing will happen in a few episodes, but first, this is the start of a few episodes that should have aired in the pre-hiatus block. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for waiting for me. It was a long trip.
Today, Robert asks, I am thinking of recording a novel I have almost finished as a podcast to learn about audiobooks. I doubt this first attempt will be Audible sales quality. When doing chapters as podcast episodes, does it make sense to push copyright and contact details to the end of each episode instead of the order you list in Chapter 17 of Making Tracks? I'm thinking that too much non-story talk at the front might put off potential listeners. Are there items from that list that we can cut out, or are there additional ones we might need to add? Well, Robert, for myself, what I do with the podcast is pretty much what you see in Making Tracks when it talks about podcasts, not when it talks about audiobooks. I don't have the copy of the book with me right now, otherwise I would have looked at the list in person before I answered this question. So it's been a while since I've done an opening to a fiction podcast, though I swear I'm going to get back to it someday. But as best I can remember, it goes something like this. Artistic Whispers Productions presents Antithesis Book 2, Free Will and Other Compulsions, a podcast novel by J. Daniel Sawyer, featuring the vocal talents of, and I get voice samples of all of the actors appearing in this episode, with original music by Danny Shade. This podcast contains adult language, sexual situations, and graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised. And now, episode, whatever the episode number is. And then someone comes in with the story so far, because it's a long serial, and the story so far is strictly limited to 30 seconds or less, which I write, and that 30 seconds or less includes a plug for the guest speaker to plug their podcast novel or their podcast or whatever they're doing, and then it goes straight from there into the episode. And actually, now that I think of it, I'll just go ahead and play you. Because it all happens with music and production-y things and whatnot. So here, in the next 45 seconds, you're going to get an entire opening sequence for an episode from my Antithesis podcast.
Artistic Whispers Productions presents
Antithesis Book 2, Free Will and Other Compulsions. A podcast novel written and performed by J. Daniel Sawyer. Author contact information at www.jdsawyer.net. Featuring the vocal talents of
Stephen H. Wilson,
Nobilis Reed,
Nathan Lowell,
Kitty McCann,
Benjamin Roberts.
With original music by Danny Shade. This story contains harsh language, sexual situations, and graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised. And now, episode 5.
Hi, this is Jack Hosley from Wander Radio, and you can find me over at wanderradio.com. And this is the story so far. In Washington, D.C., Senator Bill Shelley has an agenda, and that agenda is earning him as many political enemies as it is popular support. Enemies that are beginning to cause problems. Meanwhile, far above the surface of the planet, after his betrayal at the hands of his father-in-law, Percy Scott was rescued by persons unknown. What happened to him after that, though, is anyone's guess.
And that's how I do it. You see how if you stack it right, none of it really gets in the way. It all goes really, really well, like an opening credit sequence. You can bring in or omit anything from here that you like. Some people put the license information and the copyright date at the beginning. Some people put it at the end. I always put it at the end. My end credits for each episode go something like this.
You've been listening to Episode 5 of Free Will and Other Compulsions, Book 2 of the Antithesis Progression, written and performed by J. Daniel Sawyer, with original music by Danny Shade, used with permission. This episode starred Stephen H. Wilson as Percy Scott, Nobilis Reed as the nurse, Kitty McKeon as the intern, Nathan Lowell as Senator William Shelley, and Benjamin Roberts as Shane, the White House aide. Some sounds courtesy of the Free Sound Project at www.freesound.org. Other sounds copyright 2009, Kitty McKeon and Artistic Whispers Productions. This audiobook was recorded, edited, and mixed at Artistic Whispers Productions in Castro Valley, California. The book is copyright 1998 and 2009, J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2009, Artistic Whispers Productions. This audiobook is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license, and all other rights are reserved to the author.
And then after the end credits play like that, I usually have a break for a spot, and then I've got after-show chat where I talk about what I'm doing with writing, any public appearances I'm going to be, I answer listener feedback sometimes, I talk about things I'm excited about or interesting books I've read recently or stuff like that. And then that's the whole show. I end with a sign-off line there, just like I do here. Here it's, I'll see you tomorrow. There it's,
it isn't whether you win or lose. It's how you rig the game.
Because I like sign-off lines. I think they help make a podcast memorable. But that's basically how I do it with mine. I modeled mine somewhat on the opening sequence of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy's original BBC radio program and a little bit on some stuff I heard from T. Morris early on. But, you know, I put it together in a way that seemed to suit me. I think what you need at the beginning, what you absolutely need at the beginning, is who you are, what they're listening to, and any content warning, if you have one or you care to put one on. After that, I say shove them directly into the story. Get them into the story as fast as they can, because that makes the opening credits a delightful experience for them, instead of a, oh god, how much do I have to wade through and skip through here? That's also the reason I tend to make heavy use of music and dramatic voices in my opening credits, because I want it to feel like the opening sequence of a TV show. Yeah, I want it to really set the tone. That's not the only way to do it. You can just say, can't remember who used to do it, but one of the podcast novelists from the second wave or third wave that I was involved in used to just open up with a very simple, this is podcast name, episode 35, and then go right into the story. Worked really well for him. Don't remember who it is. I wish I could. It's been a long time. God, I'm getting old. It's been a long time since that happened. Almost 10 years. Oh, man, how time flies. But yeah, I think your instinct is a good one. And I think the way you approach your presentation will dictate how much information you can get away with packing in there really tight at the beginning of the episode before your listeners lose interest. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.